Hi there, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. The program we talk about, the Akashic Records, and how your soul's information can benefit you and benefit the planet and benefit your environment and your life. And we have a call-in show, so everything is here for you to ask questions. This is not really a psychic kind of a program, if you folks have been listening before. It's really about the here and now and what choices you make. I've been working with the Akashic Records for over 12 years now, and I do individual consultations as well as I teach classes, and I do introductory lectures. And one of the things that I'm really excited about is a client of mine has invited me to speak in New York City on August 12th, the evening of August 12th. So what I'd like to say is that if you would like to want to know where that location is and get more information about it so you can bring your friends, I'd like you to email me, and we'll put you on the email list to get the information on the location, because it hasn't been set yet. So if you want to email me, that you would like to be a part of that lecture, you would like to be attending, email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com. And we'll let you know where it's going to be. What goes on at an introductory lecture is I explain all about what the Akashic Records are, with giving you examples and some history. And then the most profound thing, I think, it's not the information is important, but I open up the records of the group and then bring forth a specific message for the group that's gathered, and then take individual questions after the message is brought forward. And it's about a 2.5-hour lecture, and it's very interactive. And you can actually feel, for those people who feel energy, you can actually feel the energy of the Akasha come in. It's very palpable, and you can, it's changed people's lives, because the questions they ask and the answers that they receive are life-changing. And so, similar to what we're doing on the air, but a little bit more in depth, because, again, it's focused on the group that is gathered. It's focused on that energy. And the energy of the radio shows are also focused on those who are listening. But again, it's different when you're in a specific room and you have the four walls. It's a different energy. It's a different information. So again, if that's of interest to you, if you're near Manhattan and near New York City, and this is of interest, give me you can call me personally too if you want, and just leave me your contact information. You can call me at 216-691-1233. That's my private number. And you can also, again, email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And tonight, you can also email your questions info@akashicwisdom.com. But again, if you have questions or you want to talk about something specific, you can call me toll-free anywhere in the world. You can call me at 888-228-4494 tonight. For the next hour, we're going to be talking here about the Akashic Records and what it means to you and what it means to the planet. So, and one more thing I want to mention is, again, for anybody who is interested in learning how to open their own Akashic Records, that's going to be going on in Cleveland on August 8th and 9th. Okay, again, you can email me, and I can email you all this information so you have it at your fingertips. All right. Well, you know, again, whatever the subject matter for the evening, many times just falls into my lap. I open up the records, and most times, I don't know what we're going to be talking about. So we have two subjects on the plate tonight, and one is the upcoming Fire the Grid number 2, which is coming up on Tuesday, July 28th, for those people who are curious about it. Let me give you that website if you're curious. It's the www.firethegrid.com for more information. And we're going to also talk about jealousy and how what is the spiritual aspect of jealousy, as well as the human aspect, and what purpose does jealousy serve? So we've got a few things to talk about. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about with this Fire the Grid, number two, and for those people who are not sure or have never heard of Fire the Grid, back on July 17th in 2007, people from all over the world came together and participated in one of the largest mass meditations on Earth. And it was promoted and created by a woman by the name of Shelley Yates, and it was downloaded to her from light beings. And in fact, what she has to say about it, I'm going to actually read. She said, on July 17, 2007, human beings from every corner of the world participated in the largest mass meditation the Earth has ever known or ever seen. Now in 2009, the grid is well lit, meaning that there are more humans awake and aware than ever before in the history of our time, here on Earth, that is. It means we have many conduits working at their maximum level to facilitate great change. It means that we no longer have to live in a world that was, but now that we can create the world we choose. And it means there are enough of us willing and ready to assist in global change. And people from all over the world are ready to get together. And what else she goes on to say is that we sit in contemplation of what the world will be. And during the meditation, you can go up to firethegrid.com to see how you can participate. I think they have probably different meetings online there. I know that if you're in your community, you can find out. But one of the things that is so interesting, and just a time frame just for you folks who are listening, if you're in New York or Eastern time zone, it's 6:19 p.m. on Tuesday, the 28th. In Los Angeles, it's 3:19 p.m. in the afternoon. British summertime, I guess, is 11:19 p.m. Sydney, Australia will be one day later, which is 8:19 a.m. on Wednesday, July 29th. And in New Zealand, it's 10:19 a.m. on Wednesday, July 29th. And so you can adjust your times from there. But what's important here that she has to say, and one of the things I would like you to think about, is what Shelley is proposing is that we envision a world that we want. And what she says is that we will sit in contemplation of the world that will be. This is an hour of earthly creation with the highest degree of pure intention. By using meditation, prayer, thought, music, or intention, any tool of your choosing, to manifest the world we so desire into being. We are to imagine millions of humans sitting and taking a stand for something better, a world of equality, of balance and harmony and joy. And we will gather for 1 hour and hold the vision of a world fed, a world of abundance for all, a world of joyful experiences. And this world holds pure potential for all humans. And then she goes on to describe some more things. And what I would like to suggest to you, this is now a Record Keeper's Donna comment. What the Record Keepers are suggesting is that we realize that this world already exists. This world that we are envisioning, that we want to bring to fruition, already exists in another dimension. So it is up to us to literally do the leap and move into another dimension and bring that dimension forward. If enough of us realize that it already is, if enough of us see this planet the way it is in its fullness and beauty, we can literally overlay that other dimension onto this one. Now, yes, will it take a lot of us light beings doing it? Absolutely. Can we do it completely? I believe we can. but it's a matter of us really moving into the feeling of what it feels like to live on a planet that is totally abundant, that is green, that has clear and clean rivers and clean air, that we see everyone having all the money they need, and we see everyone happy and smiling and well-fed and cared for, where we see people not only cooperating but really showing love for each other. And as we move into this firing of the grid, if you will, we want to really not just see it in our mind's eye. We want to integrate it into our being and feel it. Because when we collectively feel it, we can actually assist in manifesting it. And so, from this point until Tuesday, I want you to just begin imagining, you can do it right now, take a nice deep breath and close your eyes, and just imagine what it would feel like to be totally at peace. And imagine what it would feel like to be totally free. Free to do whatever it is you want to do. Free to have whatever it is you want to have. Free to manifest whatever it is you choose to manifest. All from the intention of love. Knowing that there is only prosperity and abundance around you. Move into that universe. Move into that dimension. See yourself truly expanding into this dimension of total and complete freedom. Of love, of feeling, of spirituality, without judgment. It is a universe judgment-free, including judgment of self. And put some details into what you truly want your world to look like. Details into what your world already looks like. Really feel it. Because that's a parallel universe that is available to you right now. You see, we are living in such an era, such a time that we as human beings carry this veil around us or these blinders on, and we don't realize that there are a myriad of parallel universes out there where things are absolutely fabulous and not so great. And so it's up to us to access the universe that we know to be our truth and operate from that feeling sense there. And I understand that that's a tall order when your bank book's at zero. I do understand that. But the more you can sit and contemplate, close your eyes, and be in that space of openness and willingness to receive, the more your life will shift. And the more you can be aware of your belief systems or your self-talk that may limit your ability to receive that magnificence, and that's important too. You need to be aware of those internal thoughts or the internal talk, if you will. And if you feel that your internal talk is louder than your ability to feel peace, then you need to call me. And you need to be able to, let's work on the records to find out how we can release that, how we can release those blocks. that's when you need to call me. You can call me on the show tonight. You can call me privately. If you're going to call on the show tonight, you can call 888-228-4494, and we can talk about it. But this firing of the grid is something that's important to the planet, because when you have so many people coming together at one time with a powerful vision, wonderful things happen. Just wonderful things happen. And it's the power of, I don't know if you've ever heard of, it's called dream weaving. It's where everyone gets together and someone describes how they want their life to be, or they're looking to manifest something. And they ask, they describe it, and everyone holds that vision for them. And that holding, and they hold it, I think, for 30 seconds. And then you do that when you're in a circle. And so that's what this firing of the grid can be. It's very fascinating. If we would just hold that image, and if you would just hold the image, because at that point in time, that hour, okay, is a very powerful manifesting time, because you have so many beings, okay, you have so many beings thinking or in that same place, you know, and that's what's real important. And what you also need to understand is that there are truly enough of us to charge every positive aspect of our being and every positive aspect of the grid and every part of positive aspect. We just need to be able to do it. I mean, we just need to be able to move into our beingness. So I'm just curious about what you would like to see happen in this world. Maybe we should start now. Maybe we should start now envisioning it for ourselves and others. You know, the idea is to unite and talk about what would be important in your life. What would be important for you to see in your life? Well, I'll be glad to start out, okay? What I would like to see happen in my life is I would like to see that my whole environment would shift to one of total prosperity and ease. I would like to see that the health of my husband be transmuted and transformed. I would like to see that our planet is filled with peace and prosperity for all. I would like to see that for those who have challenges, that they get the true meaning of the challenge so that they can feel it easily and effortlessly to release those challenges. I would like to be stress-free. I would like to be able to offer my services to anyone who needs it, at any time they need it, within the harmony of health for myself. I'd like to be able to teach all those who want to learn. Even though I feel I'm doing that, I want it on a grander scale. And I would like to really see my spiritual lending library come into being. That's something I would love to see happen. I'd like to have an assistant that would help me write my books. And I know this sounds like it's a lot about I, but you know, folks, when we choose to create our environment the way we would like it and feel peaceful. The rest all falls into place. And I would love to have my radio show syndicated so that people could hear it not just on the internet, but also on, like, Sirius radio. That'd be so great. I would like each one of you listening to have everything your hearts desire. I would like you to find the perfect partners. I would like you to have the best relationships. I would like you to have the greenest gardens and the most beautiful homes. Not from a material point of view, but from a heartfelt point of view. And I would love to have this planet be one of peace and love. That when you walk down the street, everybody is smiling. That's what one of the things I would like. So I'd like to hear what you would like. So if you'd like to give me a call and tell me what you're envisioning for yourself and for the planet, that would be great. So give a call at 888-228-4494. 94. Okay. So, just to kind of bring us back to, you know, it's interesting to go from that interestingly enough, into this, wait, I'm getting something here. The other subject was jealousy. And I would like to talk about what that is all about for everyone. So what, and again, feel free to call in on the fire in the grid business and what you'd like to see, or whatever question. You're not going to interrupt me, believe me, it's going to be fine. One of the things that we really want to talk about here about what about jealousy and what purpose it serves, I'd like you just to think for a moment, what causes you to be jealous of people? Is it money? Is it appearance? Is it things or situations or status or jobs? Or in relationships, are you concerned about your partner being with someone else? Because, you know, the interesting thing about jealousy, especially when it comes to partners, you know, there are situations where you can a human being can be with another human being that they feel is really treating them bad. They're not loving enough. They are not supportive enough. They're actually abusive, and they are clearly not the one for them, or not the one as loving as they could be, okay? And yet, the idea of that partner going and being with somebody else drives people crazy. Have you ever been in a relationship like that where you knew that this partner was just not somebody you wanted to be with, or you wanted so much for him to change, because you wanted him to truly appreciate you for who you are and really love you the way you love him. I'm speaking from a female point of view right now, obviously. And yet, he was nasty and brutal and dishonoring and abusive, and yet you didn't want to let him go. And the idea that he would be with someone else literally drives you crazy. Now, I have a question for you, for those people who ever felt that way. What is there about you that you thought or you would think that he would be better to someone else than he was to you? What is there about you that you don't feel worthy that he is not truly being all that he could be? Is it because that this particular person has talked to you and told you that the reason he treats you bad is your fault? I mean, do you really believe that? Or do you believe that the reality is that this person's just an abuser, a control freak, a person who doesn't know how to love? Or there's also women out there that believe that if they just are good enough and they love him enough, he's going to change. Well, the reality that we need to look at, folks, is that no matter what relationship we get into, if we begin to believe or think of how we want to change the other person so they'll be perfect for us, that is the biggest red flag that we could ever see. And we need to turn from that relationship and not walk, but run away. Because as soon as we start thinking that if only they would be different, we're not being realistic. Because the reality is, if we can't love the person for exactly who they are, exactly where they are, then we're not really in love. And it really doesn't have anything to do with it. I mean, if the person is a nasty, or he's an abuser, or he cheats, I mean, clearly, that's just who this person is. It's got nothing to do with if I were only a good woman. That's not the way it is. So how does jealousy really serve us from a spiritual point of view, now that we've kind of gotten the information of why, where, who, and how? Well, if you will notice when you are feeling jealous of something, and again, really, this makes it doesn't really make any difference what you're jealous of. You're in a state of victim, feeling not good enough, and in a why me situation. And the best way to counteract that is to really take a look at why you feel less than worthy to receive it. Now, there are some folks out there that I can hear you saying, no, I don't feel less than worthy, but I don't know why they have it and I don't. I'm just as good as they are. Well, of course you are. But somewhere in your psyche, if you're allowing that to get at you to such a degree, you don't believe it. You don't believe it. If, in fact, you're allowing yourself to put energy into feeling that envious or that jealous, then there's something going on that you need to look at deeper. You need to go deeper into what's going on so that you can understand why you're feeling what you're feeling, and you're not feeling worthy enough to receive, or you're not putting yourself in the position to actually receive that which you know you're worthy of. So, again, that would be a good time to give a call because you really want to work this out. So I'm going to offer it again. Telephone number here is 888-228-4494. Now, again, if you'd like to, you can call me privately at 216-691-1233. That's my private number, and you can certainly go ahead and move into, we can do a private consultation. But jealousy itself is a piece of information that is not only dishonoring, okay, but it's dishonoring you. It's as if you get angry because whether it's a boyfriend or a situation, you feel it's dishonoring you. So I really want you to take a look at that. Really take a look. And allow yourself to move into a conversation with you that assists you in hearing what your soul has to say about why the situation has been brought forward. So if you were to have a discussion with your soul about why you feel jealous of a situation or a person, allow your soul to talk to you about where you're really at. Who do you want to be that you're not being? That's a real important question. Who am I being, or who am I not being that I want to be? How would my life look and feel if I weren't? What would have to happen in my life so I would feel not jealous of the situation? Now notice, if it's about a partner, what you want is their love. What you're not getting is their love. And the reality is, you may never get it because they're incapable of giving it. So what you want is a loving relationship. So what are you willing to do to create a loving relationship? And I don't mean when I say that, the record keepers want to make sure that you understand. They're not talking about you being a doormat. They're not talking about you doing and changing yourself and turning yourself into a pretzel to please another person. That's not what we're talking about here. No. It's really about moving into your own personal beingness so that you understand who you truly are. We have a question here from a listener that wants us to, they want an Akashic Records definition of dishonoring. Great question. Dishonoring of self is not standing in your truth. And accepting who you truly are. Dishonoring is not seeing who you are. And honoring what is the highest for you to do. So when someone dishonors you, it's because they're not seeing who they are. So they have no reference for honoring that which is in you. And the way you dishonor yourself is when you block yourself from feeling good about you and standing in your truth about what your possibilities are. And about what your desires are. And about what your talents are. It's really important that you make a list of the talents you believe you have. And notice how And notice if it's comfortable or uncomfortable to write it down. At the same line, It's also important to make a list of the things you bring to a relationship. Honesty, integrity, openness, compassion, non-judgment. Because all of the things you bring to a relationship and more, you also want to be brought to you. So if you're dealing with someone that doesn't have the core values you do, you're setting yourself up to be dishonored. I'm going to say that again. If you are in a relationship with another person who doesn't have the core values you do, you're setting yourself up for a dishonoring relationship and situation. Because if someone doesn't have the core value of appreciation of another person, they'll never see you for who you are. And no matter what you do, they won't be able to do that. They don't have it within them. And so the question is not, could you teach them how? Because it's not about teaching anybody anything. Because remember, when you try to change someone, that is just as dishonoring as that person being cruel or inconsiderate of you. Because what in fact you're saying by wanting them to change is, you're not good enough the way you are, therefore I want you to change. That in and of itself is dishonoring. Clearly, if they're doing something that you don't like and they're not honoring you, yes, you want them to change. But the reality of it is, if in fact they're doing it, they don't consider it either dishonoring or they don't care if it's dishonoring. Either way, do you really want to be with a person like that? How is that serving you? And I know there's got to be at least one person out there that knows what I'm talking about. Otherwise, this subject wouldn't be coming up. Not this strongly, anyway. What words of wisdom, let's ask, do it this way. Is there someone out there that has gone through this and has actually moved forward from a relationship that was dishonoring and would like to share about it to inspire others? Those are good calls too. We don't want just problems. We'd love to have successes. Because we learn from each other. We learn not only from each other's questions, but we also learn from each other's successes. So feel free to give a call on that one too. So just know, you know, the interesting thing about this, and just think about what you want to do with your life. What are the possibilities that you would like to see in your life with relationships? And then ask yourself what your pattern has been. What has your pattern been in life with your relationships, not just relationships with lovers, but relationships with friends, relationships with yourself, you know, and how do we walk through life dishonoring ourselves? Okay? And how, you know, have you ever had the situation where you felt a relative was jealous of you? Okay? What about that? What do you do about when a relative is jealous of you? How do you handle that? Has your mother ever been jealous of you? Has your sister ever been jealous of you? How did that make you feel? Possibly sad? Possibly less than? Did you want to push away from it? Were you able to discuss it? Have you ever been jealous of your kids? Have you ever been jealous of your mom? Or dad? Or sister or brother? What kinds of things were you telling yourself? And how are they similar or different than when you were in the situation of a jealousy with, in fact, another person? Okay. So I got to tell you guys, if you don't want to comment, we'll move on to a different subject. If you want to comment, you've got to call me, okay? All right, so let's talk about, let's see. What shall we talk about now? You know, I have a friend, Rayan. You remember Rayan when she's channels Puda the cat, and she does these wonderful dolphin trips. And she was talking to me about that she actually saw not one, but a whole, like, six or seven blue whales. The last time she goes on she has a boat, and she takes people out so they can look and swim with the dolphins, and the last time they were out, they saw the blue whales. And she was talking, we have to have her on, because she was talking about what she was communicating. She talks to the dolphins, and she talks to the whales. And it's a whole separate consciousness that has wonderful information to share. And if Rayanne wants to call in, she's certainly welcome. So, Rayanne, if you need that number, it's 888-228-4494. It's a different number because I'm on station two now. And so I know that Lucita out there is very into dolphins and whales. I know that Nikki is very into dolphins and whales. I have all these wonderful friends who are into dolphins and whales. I know Mariah is into dolphins and whales. And so if anybody is out there and wants to talk about dolphins and whales, please give a call. We have about 15 more minutes left in the show now. Now, the other thing is I have been called to go to Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls is about a three-hour drive from me. And I have been called to go to the falls and to move into the energy of that space there. And I want to know if anybody has been to Niagara Falls lately and what they noticed when they went. So give a call if you have noticed or done anything with Niagara Falls, because it feels like the falls are actually, what the record keepers say, are shifting. It's like the falls are actually shifting the energy because of the power that's coming out of the water. And that being at the falls can be a very strong spiritual experience. It's almost as if when we go there, our auras and our fields expand to such an extent that we can actually cleanse ourselves with the water, even though we're not on top of the water. And even if we're just standing near the rails and watching the water come down, our whole auras, our beingness, are being cleansed from the energy that's there at Niagara Falls. And so I'm really looking forward. I've got to take a drive out there. Anybody want to go with me is welcome to give me a call. But I would love to be able to talk to anyone. There's someone from Canada that has had any experiences, or on the American side, either Canadian or American side of Niagara Falls or under the falls. I know there's this wonderful, at least there used to be years ago, this way that you could take this boat and go on the Mate of the Mist under the falls. That was just fascinating. Last time I was there was when I was a little kid. And I remember being on the backside of those falls and seeing the rushing water. It was It was really incredible. And there's something special about that water. We have a caller on the line, so I'm going to say, hello, caller.
Hi, it's Rihanna.
Hello.
Donna, are
hello.
You there?
Are you there?
Hello. I'm here.
Oh, hey, Rayon. Hello. How are you?
I am wonderful. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can
okay.
hear you. But I want you to tell everybody about that great thing that you did with the blue whales. I think that's a great story.
It really is. I've waited my whole life as a dolphin and, you know, whale communicator and animal communicator to see a blue whale. For those people that don't know, the blue whales are the largest creatures on the planet. They're bigger than the dinosaurs. They're big, big, big. We went out on a 50-foot catamaran, and they're about 5 boat lengths. So,
wow.
Gives you an idea. Their heart is the size of, like, a Volkswagen, you know. So, amazing. Beautiful, gentle beings. And, you know, we've been praying and knowing that this is blue whale season in Southern California. The whales come up from Costa Rica and go up north, and then they turn around, and then they go back. And all the time I've been doing this and going out on the ocean, I've never actually got to see one. I've only seen them on videos. But we not only saw one, we saw 7.
Yeah,
and they were doing behaviors that the captain was saying that he'd never seen before. So kind of interesting. We found this big male and female together, and he kept calling them the honeymoon couple because the female was rolling over and showing her tummy, and he was coming down underneath her. And then when they saw the boat, he swam for us, and he went under the boat. And it was kind of like one of those movies I was saying where, you know, the spaceship goes over and the shadow is cast. It covers the whole thing. When he went under our boat, everybody screamed and thought, you know, he's just going to toss us across the ocean. But no, he just came up on the other side and blew. It was like Old Faithful, you know, when he...
Wow.
Uh-huh. And then he did this deep dive. And, you know, watching them dive takes a few minutes because their body's so big, you know. So it's just like
a ripple. Yeah. So give the listeners an idea of how big these whales really are.
Well, I think like the full-grown male, I think, is like the length, like 200 yards, I think. Like 2 football
fields. How much is 200 yards? Is that a football field? Is that 2 foot? How big is that?
Yeah, 2 football fields for a full-grown one.
So wait a second. You were in the ocean, and you had 7 of these full-grown blue whales that are the size of 2 football fields swimming around.
Well, actually, only 2 of them were that big. They were full-grown, but we did see some young ones. So they're big, too, real big, yeah. So anyway, he went up and he dived down, and when he was going down, the captain said they hardly ever show their tails, because we like to see the tails, you know, on all the whales.
Yeah.
Sure enough, he showed his tail, and everybody oohed and aahed, and it was kind of like watching the Statue of Liberty go down, you know. The tail was like the size of the boat, you know. We got some good photos. I'll have to send them to you.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
And
here's the other question. You had mentioned, what is the size of these whales' hearts? You're saying they're like
a full-grown whale, their heart is like the size of a Volkswagen car.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that should
go down like a human body could go through the blowhole. They have the double blowholes because they're, you know, krill eaters, so... They don't have teeth. They have baleen. That is amazing.
What kind of food did they eat?
They eat krill. They're like little tiny shrimps.
Really?
Yeah, they don't have
a whole
teeth.
Lot of plants. Wow.
Yeah, they eat tons and tons of food every day. That's right, yeah.
Wow.
We saw 2 more and a baby. It was just amazing.
And they're mammals, though, aren't they?
Yes, they are mammals, yes.
Yes.
This is the largest brain on the planet. The largest brain.
Wow.
And they did give me a message. I asked them, because I have never communicated with a blue whale before. I've communicated a lot with the humpbacks. They were my first teachers. And with the orcas and with the gray whales. I never talked, really, not really had a conversation with the blue whale. And I said, okay, so here are my people, and thank you for coming. What is the message for the people? And do you want me to tell you what he said?
I do. Sure.
Okay.
He
said, and I didn't know this. He said, we don't have sonar. That's why we don't come into your healing sessions. You know, you use the beings, the dolphins and the humpbacks. And when you call for the great whales, the ones that you work with, you call for the ones with sonar because we do the echolocation and we look at the person's body and we heal them. And they said, we're not healers for people, but we're healers for the planet. So they said that we're like magnetic masters. We're like cosmologists with neuroelectrical abilities. And what we do, and we come up from Costa Rica, this pod of blue whales, adjust the ley lines, the magnetics of the ley lines. They ground them into Mother Earth, and then they connect them to the star grids, like to and they adjust all of the frequencies as they go up north, and they swim very close to the shore. Isn't that amazing?
Uh-huh.
And when they come back, he said, it's like he took me on a tour of like walking through a house that's under construction. They go back, and they come back, and they fine-tune it and walk through and make sure everything's working perfectly, and they swim about 20 miles out when they come back, when they go south. And they just take a look at everything they did on the way up, and then they do it again next year. These master electricians for the planet.
That's amazing.
It is. It is amazing. It really is. Oh, I'm just so glad. We're going out tomorrow, so I hope we see them. I said, will you guys hang out? And they said, sure. So I hope they're out there.
So is there room on your boat tomorrow for anybody else that's, who's listening that might want to come along?
No, not tomorrow, but on August 12th and August 22nd. They're the next two trips.
Huh? August 12th and August 22nd.
Yes.
Okay. All righty, that's good. So how do they get a hold of you to go on your to go out on these wonderful adventures?
Well, they can call me. My number is 619-271-9461. That's 619-271-9461. My name's Rion. Or they can email me. Do you want me to give the email?
Oh, sure.
Go ahead. It's Pudi's Place, P like in Paul, U, D like in dog, YSPLACE at yahoo.com.
There you go. How's Pudi doing?
We'll have a great website. We're working on building that. So
that's great. How's Pudi doing?
Pudi is great. She's very excited about going next Saturday to downtown to San Diego to Ocean Beach to speak at the Save the Dolphins fundraiser. For those
talk about that, because maybe there's
awesome movie out, and it comes out actually July 31st in L.A., San Francisco, New York, and Chicago, and it's called The Cove, and it's a documentary. The Cove, C-O-V-E.
Okay.
And then it comes out in other cities the following week. So all over the world, people are, it's being brought to their awareness about these dolphins that are in Japan, and they're in this place called The Cove, and they're being slaughtered for their meat, and it's very inhumane. And they're being fed tuna that's mercury-poisoned tuna, and the reason they're being slaughtered is for their meat is being sold to the government for free lunches for the kids in school. So it's this horrible cycle.
You mean
the
American government?
Pardon me?
You're talking about U.S. government?
No, the Japanese government.
Oh, okay.
The children in Japan are eating dolphin meat, and it's killing them. The kids are getting sick and dying. And then, of course, these dolphins are being slaughtered with harpoons and hammers, and they're being rounded up, and there's barbed wire and machine guns. And these people went in, and they risked their lives to make this movie, to bring this consciousness to the people. So everybody go see the movie. It's just going to make such a difference, you know, and you're going to get excited
I'm
about
sure
it because...
I thought that dolphins don't eat meat. Do they eat fish?
No. They're fish, right? They eat tuna. Pretty much tuna and sardines. So the people have rounded up the Japanese, like, military people, the corporate people, and they have, I think, like 26,000 dolphins there, is what the movie said. And they're killing them. And they kill them, and they slaughter them, and then they sell the dolphin meat to the Japanese government, who puts it into the school systems, into the lunch program. And the children are all getting sick. And the Japanese people do not know about this.
Wow.
So this is going to expose these people that are doing this.
So, but I guess what I'm saying is dolphins are pretty peaceful folk, and then they don't attack a tuna normally, right?
No, they just eat tuna. That's their food. They eat tuna and mostly sardines.
Okay,
so,
I guess that's what I was going to say is that I've never heard of a dolphin, you know, hunting a tuna.
No, they do. They hunt tuna.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
They eat tuna.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Oh, that's just awful.
Yeah,
a few years ago,
there was a big thing about tuna fishermen because they were catching all the dolphins in the nets, you know, and the dolphins were dying because the dolphins come to the tuna. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the cans of tuna would say dolphin free.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if you remember the cans of tuna would say dolphin free.
Yeah, well, that's good because they shouldn't be capturing the dolphins, you know. Dolphins are super sentient beings, you know. They're more conscious. In, at least in my opinion, than human beings. You know, we're evolving to be what they are and what they offer us. So,
well, talk about that. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, in my communication with them,
what sentient beings means, and you never know who doesn't know what that means.
Yeah. Well, a sentient being is one who's conscious of themselves, that can make decisions that can operate on memories and planning. They have planning, and dolphins are natural-born healers. They come to the planet quite simply in service to humanity. They come here to help us, and of course to help the planet. They have the ability to use light, particularly rainbow light, with all the colors of the spectrum, to do amazing healing. And they have this sonar ability so that they can look into your body and see if there's anything wrong, anything that's out of alignment with your organ systems, with your blood, with your tissues. And they can use their sonar to realign you. And so can the whales, the sonar whales.
So when you go out in the boat, is that what's happening?
Yes, yes. I think I told you that we had an amazing couple of amazing healings. One where a friend of mine who was legally blind, he didn't see very well, was completely healed in 3 hours. Of his, and we've had people's fractures go away, hairline fractures, and we've had all kinds of people say they're feeling so much better. They come
wow,
out
that's
and
great.
They kind of go into dolphin fog. They call it. It's just like it's. They live in the land of joy. They have such a high frequency. They're ambassadors of joy. So they bring that to us. And it's amazing. All over the world, two people are swimming with dolphins, And
sure. Yeah.
I mean, every store you go into, the dolphin consciousness is there. They're speaking. It's their time to help us. We're kind of
Where is this fundraiser going to be in L.A.?
The one in L.A. was last night, and the one in San Diego is next Saturday, August 1st.
Oh, I see. The one in it was last night, and you spoke there.
Yeah, but the film comes out.
The
film comes out July 31st, and it's called The Cove, and then it comes out a week later, I think, in almost all the other cities. So
okay.
It's an important thing to do, to go and see it and to put, we it's one thing to pray and do activations. It's another thing also to take action steps.
Right.
To help.
But I'm saying
sisters.
If people want to come and hear you speak, where do they go?
Oh, if they want to hear me speak, yeah. Okay, I'm going to speak at Namaste Yoga.
Okay.
In Ocean
Namaste
Beach.
Namaste Yoga in Oceanside?
In Ocean Beach.
Ocean Beach. Okay.
Yeah, that's more
and
downtown.
What time?
7 o'clock.
What time is the 7?
Yeah. And Puta's going to come too. She's going to speak, so.
And Puta's going to speak. And so,
yeah.
That's great.
I know, she's very excited. She
is that the first one? Is that her first kind of debut?
No, she's been going to conferences all over the place. Yeah, no, she's been.
I'm saying I don't know that you have been. Has she been speaking at different conferences? I mean, I apologize for not knowing, but I.
Well, it's not so much that she's been speaking; she's been going, and then from here, time to time she'll get introduced and she'll get to say a few words. But mostly she goes with me to the conferences. To do healing work. She'll tell me who to go to, and then I'll take her to that person and that person and have a connection. And usually there's a healing and some crying going on, and, people get to release things, particularly usually it's a trauma over a death,
Yeah,
somebody's
right.
Struggling with
that's
that.
That's amazing.
Whatever.
And so this is at Namaste Yoga, and it's at Ocean Beach in San Diego, 7 o'clock on Saturday?
Yeah, August
9th.
If they want to call me or email me, I can send them the flyer.
Okay, great. Okay, well, that'll be wonderful. That's great. Well, we're almost out of time here, Fidel. Gosh, thanks for calling in. It was really, you're such an addition. And I got your email, and we'll go ahead and get it set up for me to come out there to San Diego and teach some classes.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'd love to come in November as well as in January. That's wonderful. And we'll talk about the other stuff. Offline, we don't want to give anything away, right?
Yeah, no, it's too soon for the big stuff, huh?
I know, right? Exactly. We'll keep that under wraps, but looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Maybe I'll call you after the program. Are you going to be around?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, good. I'll call you after the program. Okay, kiddos.
Thanks
so much. Okay, bye bye. Love you. Wasn't that great? I'm so glad that Rayanne called in. If you'd like to get a hold of her, if you didn't catch her numbers, you can always call me. It's 216-691-1233. I can be happy to give you Laurie's or Rayanne's number. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to the end of our time together. It's been great fun. Again, please keep your ideas coming in. Hopefully, the information that came forward from the records tonight was helpful to you and at many different levels. I know it was for me. And you're the reason I do this. So if this is something you would like to see continue, consider being a sponsor of Akashic Wisdom show. Consider donating. All you have to do is email me, and I will give you the PayPal number to keep us on the air. And or call for a consultation. You know, that's another good way to help you and to help the planet and to keep the business going. So I love you all, and have a wonderful, miracle-filled week. So at this point, we're going to close the records. I'm going to say I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, I close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Have a great week, folks. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.